For decades, Enbridge has sent thousands of gallons of oil each day through the Straits of Mackinac. It's called Line 5, and it carries oil all the way to Sarnia, Ontario. That pipeline is causing anxiety among many people in Michigan. They're worried about a worst-case scenario, where a major rupture in the pipeline sends thousands of gallons of oil pouring into the Straits.
Some things can't be replaced, and if you go ahead and pollute that big of a water supply, the chances of ever bringing it back to normal are slim to none.
That's Matt Crehan. He drove from Grand Rapids to the meeting in Petoskey, where he's carrying a sign that says Line 5 is a ticking time bomb. But Enbridge says the crossing is safe. Vice President of U.S. Operations Brad Shamla.
The pipe is in very good condition when it comes to places like the Straits of Mackinac. We're putting a lot of time and attention and detail into that pipe segment to make sure that we understand that pipe segment and making continual improvements.
Still, others argue Enbridge isn't maintaining the line properly. Michelle Holly is an attorney with the National Wildlife Federation. She says the organization hired a dive team recently to survey Line 5 at the Straits.
And we found lots of areas where there were no supports underneath the line, where there were piles of unidentifiable debris on top of the line.
This kind of skepticism about Enbridge's commitment to safety is common, and it's a concern that Tip of the Mitt Watershed Council hoped to have answered at the pipeline symposium they hosted. The executive director of Tip of the Mitt is Gail Gruenwald. She says it's hard for the public to get a straight answer about pipeline safety.
So there's a huge amount of secrecy in the oil and gas industry in general, and it raises a lot of issues about transparency and regulations for the public.
At the meeting, Enbridge, along with representatives from state and federal government, answered specific questions about Line 5 safety. They also faced numerous queries about what the response to an incident at the Straits would look like. Who would be first to the scene? How long would it take to contain the spill? Who's responsible for different parts of the cleanup effort? The answer to who's responsible is a complex one. There's a lot of people involved, including Enbridge. But the U.S. Coast Guard would coordinate things on the ground in the first 24 hours. Steve Keck is with the Coast Guard in Sault Ste. Marie. He says the response by them would be massive and quick.
Hundreds of personnel within that first 24 hours. But ideally, except for Sault Ste. Marie, would have their pollution investigators down there within an hour.
There was one question raised at the meeting more often than the rest. What would happen if a spill happened in the winter? Keck says the Coast Guard has been planning and training for a winter incident at the Straits for years. They held a drill last winter, and they've got one planned for this year, too.
A couple years ago, we had to almost cancel our drill because there was no ice in the Straits just a couple years ago, whereas this year we have real nice ice cover to practice in. But the techniques that we're learning in the Straits of Mackinac are being used in Alaska as well.
Enbridge says the company monitors all their pipelines 24 hours a day from a command center, so they know immediately if something happened under the Straits. The corporation also plans to inspect Line 5 later this year. But those safety efforts will likely not be enough to calm the anxieties of the Michigan Coalition Against Tar Sands. The group protested in front of Petoskey High School before the meeting. They even had an original song. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm David Castleman.
All the people want clean air, fresh water, healthy soil, hell yeah, justice. No.